Our top story for this, Safari Iran says it has set up and completed an advanced hull for the construction of modern centrifuges. Iran's nuclear chief added that Tehran has started developing nuclear-powered vessels within the limits of the 2015 nuclear deal. Ali Akbar Saleh said this project will take 10 to 15 years to complete. He also noted that Tehran might suspend some of the limitations on the volume and level of enrichment in reaction to Washington's withdrawal from the nuclear accord. Saleh said a final scenario can be a complete exit from the deal. However, he expressed hope that this will not happen with the help of the remaining signatories to the agreement. Well, joining us now is international lawyer and peace activist Mr. Barry Grossman, who's joining us from Bali. Mr. Grossman, welcome to the program. Give us your perspective on the recent comments made by Iran's nuclear chief.
Look, I think the first thing that needs to be said is that with the tsunami of propaganda coming out of the Atlantic world's corporate media cartel, people have this tendency to imagine that the dominant application for nuclear technology is weaponry, weapons of mass destruction, when in fact there are a myriad of far more important applications in areas ranging from energy to medicine, and as this announcement shows, transportation. Now, I think the point to be made here is that with the EU leadership having been so strong on its rhetoric when it comes to declaring Europe's commitment to the JCPO, but very weak on action in taking practical steps which ensure that European businesses will be able to keep doing business with Iran as envisioned by the JCPO without, of course, exposing shareholders to the unquantifiable risks of having unilateral U.S. sanctions imposed and asset forfeitures imposed. It's not surprising that Iran is moving forward, and I would hope that EU leaders will take this as a heads up in terms of what lies in store if they do not do a whole lot more to make sure that Iran manages to also get the quid pro quo it was promised in return for making this deal, that is the JCPO. Up to now, we've seen great statements come out of the European Union when it comes to their commitment to standing by the JCPO and the importance of standing by the JCPO, but we've seen scant little action designed to ensure that businesses will in fact be able to do business with Iran once the second round of U.S. unilateral sanctions kick in this month. So hopefully this will be received as a heads up about what needs to be done. Unfortunately, the European Union leadership has never been weaker, and I don't really see any indication that it has the political will to take the steps which must be taken in order to preserve the historic treaty. And that's where we're at. Certainly, it's outrageous even for European leaders to state their commitment to the JCPO, but stand by hoping to take the benefit of it in terms of security considerations without delivering to Iran what was promised in terms of doing business and international trade.
Thank you very much, sir. International lawyer and peace activist Barry Grossman joining us from Bali.